Yeah. So, no, with the... Okay, so when you put something up... Like, I put the phone call that got taken down from YouTube on Telegram.
That one I... Oh, yeah, the one for Center. I see that one up there. The Harry Truth is up there.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so when you click on it, that's what I'm saying, like, when you go, is it just like... So is it a channel that just looks like text message bubbles? You know what I'm saying?
I just clicked on my Telegram, like,
because I just started using it. So, like, you have obviously, like, a feed or some shit, right?
Not really. Like, you just, like, you can create a channel and just throw whatever.
I did create a channel, but I just don't know, like, when you go to it, I don't know what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Or, like, how it's presented.
Alright, yeah, because right now, there's, like, in my notifications, which is all the people I follow and shit.
Right.
It says CC Cornfield Calls, and then you click on it, and then the page will come up, and it has the Harry Truth on there, and we are the 1%.
Alright, I just put that picture on there of the 12 steps or whatever. Okay, so pretty much, I can get on here and put whatever I want on here, and so people subscribe, and it, like, okay, so it tells you.
Yeah, you gotta, I haven't, thrown the channel out to anybody.
Yeah, yet. No, I didn't think so, and that's fine. So, like, because I don't even really know how, so, and you were saying that I could get on there and, like, follow people, and I can post shit on.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah. Like, I sent you a screenshot of some of the people. Well, most
right,
of
I saw that. Okay, and those are all, like, channels or people.
Yeah, like when you click right on Telegram, like the screen will pop up, and then right up in the corner there's a search bar, and if you type in those names or something similar, then you click on that, and then you can join their channel, and then, like, people post shit, like, thousands of shit, like,
every day. Oh, yeah, hey, there's shit everywhere, right, so you gotta fucking then, stand out somehow, that's why I just wanted to know, right, okay.
Yeah, and then, like, if you, get on someone else's channel... They start sharing shit from other people's channels, so if it resonates with you, you click on that, like on the
okay,
like right above whatever they share will have the Telegram address of somebody who shared it or who they got it from, and if it resonates with you, just click on that and you can join their channel, and then it's massive fucking, there's way too much shit on there.
So I probably should put faith in all the shit that we talk about, like I have been doing, and just put it on there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then,
because I have phone calls that I haven't made into fucking recordings and videos yet, but there's a lot of them, dude. That like I could.
The one dude that shares our shit is I'll send you a screenshot. I can't pronounce his. It's like I am or I AK something.
Yeah.
He's like he's mad cool. He doesn't really have a big following, but
you don't have to have a big following. You have to have the same viewpoint as somebody else, and that's what we're shooting for here. So what I'm thinking,
that stuff's all over Telegram. I follow all sorts of that shit.
Well, okay, so it's what I'm thinking is the easiest way to get people's attention with anything is like, okay, so we get in fights with people, and we subconsciously read. You ever like subconsciously read text messages, even though you don't want to see them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So like our text messages will get read if I put a sexy ass bitch on the back of my fucking text message drop, and which I whatever, and fucking then people would really read our fucking messages, and then you gotta draw people's eyes to it.
That's why I did. I got Pickle Rick on my fucking shit.
Right, I saw that.
If I post something, someone be like, oh, I just saw a bumper sticker that said Pickle Rick and thought you would like it. And then you follow them and they take their shit and you share it all over the fucking place.
So the picture is a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big pull because that's...
Some of the channels, you can comment on the pictures and stuff, but then... Like, if you click on their name up at the top of their channel, you can enter their chat room, and it's all, like, thousands and thousands of people just going at it. Like, oh, I agree with you, or if someone doesn't agree, like, they'll the guy that owns the channel or something will come in and say, listen, this channel is not for us to argue. I'm just saying this to open up your mind, think openly. You know, it might not be true, but it might resonate with somebody. It's there. Everybody that I follow is trying to get people to do their own research and come up with their own shit. And it's pretty, once you get into it, like, and figure it out, it's, I can show you. Like,
no, I can figure it out. I wanted your, because you, okay, so you, as, we didn't plan this, all right? So right. You already used, and, like, we were trying, okay, so we were trying to put all this content on fucking something that we knew we really probably would get it pulled off of.
Right.
The second one went down immediately. So, like, they'll ban my channel because they ban content. So, we obviously are on the right point track with that. But it's where we're putting it. So you already use this fucking app, dude. So that's why I'm asking you, like, things like that. Because you know these are people you followed and the things that matter. So we know that the how important the picture is and shit. I didn't know that it worked like that. And that's before I get in there and fuck around with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I wanted
you. You can do anything, really. Like, nothing will ever get deleted.
Right.
The only way if it gets deleted, which would be a by admin, which... Or does someone
none of our shit's that gonna.
Yeah, no, nobody will delete that shit unless, like, someone's like, "Well, I don't agree with that. This is my channel. Block, you're gone." But it doesn't kick you out of everybody else. You know what I mean? It just takes you off that channel.
Word.
Yeah, it's hard to explain because there's a lot of shit going on. Like I.
Oh, there's then that's the point. Is there's so much going on? It's like little bits awaken whoever.
Well, I just sent those pictures of those book inserts in the picture of the book to that one dude that shares on her fucking videos.
Yo, I'm gonna put our fucking text conversation that we just had on there. I blacked your number out of it, but like,
on
some real shit.
Oh,
like, and
yeah.
I don't.
If you're worried about numbers and stuff, like on your original Potter, on your own like little thing, your number pops up. If you click on it, you can hide that shit.
Oh, I didn't even know that, because I didn't dig that far into it. But, like, with the text message, like, I took screenshots of our text messages we just had, because that's really what I was, at the exact point we were fucking going for on all that shit. And, like...
Well, and then after I saw that, and then you were like, blah, 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 I was like, that's what I was trying to get at, but I couldn't.
Right? And that's, so, I just screenshotted all that, and then, like, so I blacked your number off of the top of it, but I'm gonna put those on there, too, dude.
Yeah, no,
like,
cool.
I have so many fucking... Dude, I have so many phone calls that recorded with, like... And, dude, I think that phone calls with the words on there... Because the words go autoplay unless you turn that shit off.
So that's kind of
drawing in itself. And we like to read text messages. It doesn't matter whose they are or what they're about. When you put... You know what I'm saying? When you see it, just, like, scroll through of something at some point, dude. If you see fucking text messages, you end up reading
them. There's people on there that'll screenshot their text messages and then put it on there and make it into a video, and like it scrolls down through, so every, you know what I mean,
right?
And a lot of people do that. Like, they'll be talking about something. A lot of people that are into the XRP shit do that.
I didn't even think about that, because it auto plays and it would just, you don't even have to, you could just okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I could screen record and just scroll down and it would play itself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Look how creative that is.
I know. On Saturday and shit, I'll...
Yeah, do that. I'm gonna fucking dump shit on there for now, dude. But I probably should put a better logo on there. And I don't know if Cornfield Calls is the appropriate for this, although it might be, because it's just kind of... Cornfield is some crop circles and UFOs, even though we say cornfield like kids' ears.
Yeah,
we're talking about all types of weird shit, so maybe it may stick out.
Yeah.
I need a corn...
it's up to you. Well, like I said, like Saturday, are you going to Bryn's race?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, we can sit down and fuck around.
We're about to, I got you the phone. We're about to go get my we got to go get my Trailblazer. Well, we're going to go get it. We were going to go before Bryn got done with school. So Heather's not working, and it was like 1 o'clock, and I was like, well, we might as well just wait for her to get done with school and then go get my fucking, so we're not rushing and kids and whatever. So I don't know if you talked to Heather.
No, I haven't. Eric's got practice at 4:30.
At 4:30? Where's that at?
Right at the VA. Right down here in Bath.
Alright. How long's practice go to? I'm saying I'll bring her right to you, because I'll have gotten my SUV, dude. So, like...
Yeah. Well, it's up to you guys. I mean, you know, we can meet down in Corning or whatever, just so you don't have to drive.
Well, if I leave it, we leave at like 3 o'clock. That puts us. It's in Johnson City, dude. So that's almost 4.
Oh yeah.
So like, and then it's fucking 45 minutes back. Or well, then to farther. It's and I don't care about it being farther. I'll totally fuck. Like, what time does practice go till? Like.
I think it's only like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay, so that honestly would probably be around the. Could you fucking meet us after practice?
Yeah.
All right, because then that would probably be right around. Because I think Heather was thinking. Well, Heather's probably thinking, because I know her that well. Yo, the night she had surgery, dude, I could not fucking sleep. And I'm like, yo, empath house, dude. Like, and nobody could. She didn't sleep. I didn't sleep. Bryn didn't fucking sleep. Like, it's fucking. Anyways, But I was, I know her pretty well. She'll probably go up there, and we'll probably end up eating somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And then,
yeah.
And then I figure she can come back and rest, and I can fucking meet you with Bryn.
Yeah,
she was up earlier. We got some food and shit, and I was like, just take it easy, you know. So she's kind of just been chilling. She was like, do you want to go? And I was like, no, take a nap, dude. Like you did have surgery yesterday, dude. I look at him, and like I can feel the pain in the spots on my body. Wear her, and I'm like, ah, yeah. Well, normal people don't. There's well, not normal. Some I don't think there's people that feel that all the you know with people.
Oh, like if I see or even hear about anybody getting hurt, like I, my thighs start to fucking
tingle. Yeah,
like,
dude.
I tense up.
That's not a fucking average person thing, I don't think, dude.
Well, we're fucking developed not to or to right. Like feel compassion for people. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Yeah,
we
so
definitely
like
are.
Like stuff like that gets me. Like, I don't even like seeing some people in the hospital.
Well, that's. Yo, you should definitely read this book because it's, Yeah, this was a cheap one, too, dude. It's tiny. 100. And yo.
I could probably find it online.
Oh, I got it off of Amazon. Dude, that's the last page.
Just like, read it from.
Oh, yeah. Online. I don't know. I like the books. I like the book because the phone is not in my hand.
Yeah, true.
Because the phone
can
distract me.
You can always pick it back up and relook at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's something different with having
the
paper.
Now. You sent me the cover of the book, and I was like, Illuminati,
dude,
what the fuck?
It feels weird. Oh, well, listen. Yo, okay, so this is in the end of the book. Yeah, let me. Because I was thinking about this. I'm like, holy fuck. So after that page, he gives, like, description of all these authors and shit. There's, like, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and like Buddha's in there, 10, 11, 12, there's like fucking 30, so he quotes all these people's books, right? So Charles F. Hanel, dude, right? That's who the master key system is. Like, Hanel, this is the thing, it's a little paragraph. Hanel wrote the master key system in the early 1900s, which sold over 200,000 copies by 1933. It had been banned by the church, that's not written in there, but the church did ban it. It originally had 24 parts. The book, blah, blah, blah. Charles F. Hanel was an American author, millionaire, entrepreneur, and businessman who belonged to several Freemason-related societies, the American Scientific League, the Authors League of America, the American Society of Physical Research, St. Louis Humane Society, and the St. Louis Chamber of Commerce, dude.
Dude, I was just watching, there's a
so he's is them. That is them, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that but, dude says in his book that the Bible is coded knowledge. So, I mean, like, here it is again in my face.
Yeah. Well, I was just watching. There's a statue of somebody that, oh, I don't know what country it was. And he was, like, saying all this stuff and doing all this stuff. And the church kicked him out and they ended up burning him because they thought he was a witch. And I can't remember the fucking dude's name.
Sounds like
there's
some
a statue of him somewhere, and it was like, it wasn't like he was a Mason, but not like he was speaking truth,
right?
And
well,
they were like, that goes against everything the church says and everything we believe in. We're gonna burn your ass because you're a witch,
right? So
there's a statue of him somewhere, and I can't remember what the name was. Or
all these
the
dudes wrote these books. That's why this shit disappears in the 1930s, dude. There's no more books about the shit written after 1930, dude.
Yeah.
So, like, they fucking either shut these dudes the fuck up or killed them, probably. I don't know, dude.
He was a part of the church, and I can't remember. Oh, my God.
Like yeah,
right
dude.
There.
Well, the
but
dude...
Yeah, they ended up kicking him out of the church and stuff, and they're saying, like, yo, that doesn't...
Well, that's the master key system is a banned book. If you, dude, I want the original copy, dude. It's got a green cover, and it has a guy holding up a circle, and in the circle it says the master key, and it's illuminated, and it's like a guy holding like this magical fucking stone up. And yeah, dude, look up the original one. It's green. It's a, I think it's a 7-book series, and it's like $3,000, and I am going to buy it at some point, dude. Yeah. Oh,
how the fuck are you gonna find that? You
got to
search.
Well, that's... Oh, no, just... It'll come up, dude. Somebody's probably got it. No, it's for sale. They got it for sale on an antique book site, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. So, but, you know, I want it. But if you look... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So these people were... Okay, so this is like a... Almost like a Donald Trump thing where he was their fucking people and something happened. Or Elon Musk, he decided, like, fucking debt, and then we decided to fucking turn. I mean, like, I was junkie doing stuff, and now I'm doing all this shit like I'm doing. So these are all people that fucking were part of this whatever, and then they fucking turned, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what these people wrote all these books. Just like you said, the guy with the statue, they fucking killed this dude or excommunicated or whatever. They all these people's books are gone. Like, I'd have never heard of any of these people. And I graduated in 2002, pre-internet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And but now I'm 36, and how many years later, and I got kids in high school, and they haven't heard of these people.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, why is that? Like, you know who Walt Disney is, and you know who Adolf Hitler is, and you know who all these people are, but, like, these are people that write these books that are supposed to be, like, top-notch inspirational. Like, Bill Gates read the Master Key System. Like, it's in the fucking intro. So, like, why do these people not share that? Well, we know why, but...
Yeah, because they don't want anybody else to know the secrets.
Well, but that's... And it says also in all these books that people that use it for fucked up, nefarious purposes end up paying in the fucking long run. And it's like, do the work in the beginning or repent in your leisure. So when these fucks are fucking laid up on their, that's when the shit, which ironically seems to be around this time, that the shit is falling apart. When it's fine when you put it together with your bullshit, but it's when you fucking try to relax that your fucking porch falls apart, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of weird, dude.
Holy shit, everything's starting to come together, dude.
It's about time, dude. It's about time.
Yeah, right.
I'll fucking text you and kind of keep you posted, but that's the plan, is we're going to go up to... Because I got to get my shit, so... the fucking parade is... I don't know if they're even going to do the parade, but my uncle is in their shits in the parade, and I was, like, gearing this wagon towards that, and I'm like, yo, fuck selling it to them, like, because they think I'm a money-hungry piece of shit anyways. I'm like, why don't I just ask them if they want to use it for the parade?
Yeah,
like, I don't give a fuck. It don't have my name on it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, usually they do.
Right.
They cancel the.
I don't know St. if it's. Right. I don't know if it's canceled or not, but I know that he's in the parade every time, and, like.
Oh, right. Memorial Day.
Yeah. Because my birthday is Memorial Day, right? So it's like, I'm fuck. Right. So, like, it's next weekend.
Eric's got a tournament Memorial weekend.
I think it's next weekend, but. I'm like, I was thinking about it, instead of me trying to fucking sell that shit to these guys, because they always think I'm money hungry anyways, like, I might as well just be like, look what I made, you want to use this?
You put the work into it and made it nice.
No, because the thing is, be cool, is I'd want them to buy it from me, and I don't want to sell it to them.
Yeah.
Because I really don't want to sell it, dude.
Right, when someone offers you something.
That's why I wanted to fucking put a sign on it and drive it places with the sign on it. It says for sale or whatever, because, make me an offer, because somebody will. I fully feel this. Yeah. So, and I got a stencil coming for the side. So, like, fully feel that, grand, dude. I was looking at trailers. They're expensive as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
So, but yeah, dude, I'll keep you posted. We'll let you know what's up, dude.
All right.
All right, bro.
That'll be.
All right, dude, later.